Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
It is Free for All Friday. Taking your calls and, of course, taking your letters at stevegruber.com. You can listen live there. Go to the podcast there. Follow us on Facebook. It's all available to you. This hour of the program brought to you by the Michigan 529 programs. The 529 programs let you save now for college expenses in the future. And you can start with as little as $25. Get plenty of money aside for books or housing or buy tuition credits. Today, at today's pricing for use in the future. To find out more, jump online, savewithmi529.com. That's savewithmi529.com. All right, you watched it last night, and you saw Hillary. She made history, and I'm not going to take that away from her. It's an important milestone for a woman to be the top of a major party ticket. I just don't think this is the right woman. I think our next guest probably feels the same way. Ronna Romney McDaniel, chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Ronna, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, did you watch it? Could you take it? I watched as much as I could, and I watched. What I found astonishing with the number of, no TPP signs, the signs that said liar on them, and the networks would quickly pan away, and then they would try to drown them out with chants when people were, there's some heckling going on to start the speech. Of course, you won't hear about any of that today on the major news medias.
No, I mean, the media clearly favors Hillary Clinton. We know that, the major news media. It's hard for me to watch because I know Hillary Clinton. She's been in our lives for over 20 years as a public figure. We have seen that she will do or say anything to get elected. Her slogan speaks for itself. I'm with her. This is about her. It's not about us. It's not about the American people. And she is not the right candidate to lead this country. Of course, I like women getting more involved in politics. I want to see more women engaged. There is a historic milestone. But I'm also, as a woman, always looking for the best candidate. And I certainly don't use gender to determine who is best suited to lead our country, because that's too important of a question to base solely on someone's gender. So
I'm going to go off the reservation here just for a moment, because I'm looking at this headline here and I have to ask you about it, though you may or may not have an answer for me. But it seems here that Mitt Romney, who was the Republican nominee in 2012, according to a headline I'm reading here, is close to endorsing Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate for president. Have you heard that? Do you make much of it? What do you think?
I did read that headline yesterday. I did reach out to a few of the people I know who are very close to my Uncle Mitt, and they refute that story and that headline. So that's all I can say. I didn't speak to my Uncle Mitt, but some of his top advisors refute that that assertion in any way.
Clearly, though, he is not a supporter of Donald Trump. He has been the loudest critic possible of Donald Trump being a fraud, being a con man, and so on and so forth, sounding much like Michael Bloomberg at the DNC this week. Mitt Romney, not a fan of Donald Trump. What now, though? Because my belief, Ronna, is that anybody that doesn't vote for Donald Trump is, in fact, voting for Hillary Clinton, and he is a loose candidate. And there are things that concern me about him being president. But everything concerns me about her being president, because higher taxes, an assault on the Constitution, be it the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and so on and so forth. How do we get the Never Trump people to say, listen, your options with her are worse?
So I've seen a lot of this in the past couple weeks. We had a delegation go to Cleveland. We had several of the Never Trump folks in our delegation, and we came back all united. It's a process. Some aren't there yet. We've got to keep working. But you're right, Steve. It's not just Donald Trump as a standalone candidate. And some people do have concerns. It is Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump together, if you're going to look at the entire context. And there are things that are at stake in this election that are too important to have Republicans cross over or sit out. And one is the Supreme Court. If we lose the Supreme Court And Hillary Clinton is allowed to appoint justices that expand the executive branch and expand regulatory overreach. We will not recognize our country. Our constitutional framework will be radically changed. Donald Trump has said he will support rule of law justices, some of them from our state he's even put on his list. I've met with people who spent a lot of time with Donald Trump. They say great things about him. I take them at their word, and I thought he gave a great speech in Cleveland. I am there. I'm supporting him, but as party chair, we're reaching out our hand to everybody who's not there yet. We want them to come and vote for Donald Trump.
I think the most important thing, and we're on with Ronna Romney McDaniel here, Michigan Republican Party chair. Ronna, I think the most important thing this election is the Supreme Court. Number two is the Supreme Court, and then number three on the list is the Supreme Court.
I agree.
I mean, seriously, without that, what difference? I mean, you will not have a Second Amendment that you recognize. Your First Amendment will be greatly reduced because it will be hate speech and all sorts of things. You can't say this. And, of course, you wouldn't be able to talk about climate change. We're going to burn the books and put you in jail if you disagree with that. I mean, those are the three most important things this election. I don't think there's two ways about it. Donald Trump has put out his list of 11 possible justices, including a very qualified woman from the state of Michigan that we should pay attention to what he put out there, because that list matters, maybe more than anything that's been said thus far. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
I agree with you. I think the Supreme Court is the most pivotal aspect of this election. And the question you need to ask yourself is, do you want a rule of law Scalia justice or a judicial overreach justice like Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And if you go that direction, we will lose our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, the Second Amendment. Those things will all be changed, and our constitutional framework. So we need people to go vote Donald Trump if we want to keep the Constitution and the rule of law intact.
No question. Ronna Romney McDaniel, always a pleasure. Great seeing you in Cleveland, and good talking to you again.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it, everybody. Chairman Ronna Romney McDaniel of the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to take a quick break here, check in on the news desk, and do some business. We'll be right back here on Free for All Friday. The phone number, 888-900-9966. You can also check out stevegruber.com to make contact. We'll be right back.